Tonight, Beis Hashem, will be the last shiur till after Yom Tov. Next week is Yom Kippur, then Sukkot, and then okay, so Beis Hashem. So the Torah tells me, "Dama Hashem Moshe Leimor, Ach Ba'asor Lachodesh Hashvi'a Zeh Yom HaKippurim Hu Mikor Chodesh Yolechem Yinitzim Es Nafshom Seichem." So there's a din of inui. It doesn't say lashon achila. Not like a regular din of achila shtia. That's why you have a different shear. It's not a shear of kazayas. It's a shear kosevis because it's not a regular din of achila. The Mishnah tells us, page 3, Yom HaKippur, the Mishnah says, Yom HaKippur, Also, bachilo v'shtiyo v'chitzo v'sichu v'nilas ha'sandal v'tashmish amita. So Yom Kippur was also in the chamesh inuyim. But then you have some kulas. V'melech v'akalo yichatzu as peneim. So the melech and the kala could be roichitz. Their faces, says Rashi, melech barko v'shimcho liv moa. And the kala also has to be noy. So the first discussion the poskim have is, are these isurim midaraisa or midrabanan? The achil ishtiya is a daraisa, but the shari nuyim, daraisa or midrabanan. That's the first question. And then we have another question here about.
How do you know that
Achilles Shtia or Achilles Shtia? How do we know Achilles Shtia? The Raisa was Yechayv Karis for Achilles Shtia.
That's what he says. How do you know that the
Inu
is Achilles
Shtia
as opposed to the other?
Oh, so let's see. So we'll see. We'll learn the Ran and we'll see. So, take a look at the Ran on page 6. So he says, Yom Kippur, what's the Achilu Shtia? Yom Kippur, what's the Achilu Shtia? First, we can wear the Kolhani Ikri Inui. Yom Kippur, Chamisha Inui Msivi. Hani Chamisha Havi Dishtiya B'chal Achila. Chitani Osu Mashma Filu B'Achila Yisurhu D'Igav Al Koris Leika. Achatsi Shir Koi. Hainu B'Achila Pachas B'Kosevis. Tani Shurayin Kulo Shukos L'Fanein. Aba Ha'olcham B'Kosevis Hashoz Mula Ulam Koris Nami B'Chayev. So if you eat and drink on Yom Kippur, you chayev Koris. Uvedidach And the other ones, like Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas, Asandal, and Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas, Atan, Tashri, Shemish, Isur, Hidrika, Vokoris, Lekha.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, so let's see. The Yesh Misha Omer or the Hani, the Rabbanan Ba'alma who does Siri. And some want to say that what? That it's, that the others are only the Rabbanan. In other words, shoes and all the Rechitza things are only the Rabbanan. V'hayu the Mechalina B'hu. And that's Prat, he says, why would Mekel by Rechitza, the Melech and the Kala, because it's only Drabonon. So it's only Drabonon, we could be Mekel. Tanana Mechai Tindalos HaSandal, Divir V'lezer, Chalom Ostrim. So that's the first Prat. That it's, that the only Doraises are Achim and Shtia. And then he says a different shot. Because the Gemara says, "Kashli b'tani b'Gemara of top of the first word line." Avol pishamru osir lo omru onus koros lo ochal. So that's his Gemara. Ayin da'al adam ralf. That's your. That's the source. Aval pisha omru osur omru onish koris ala ochel la shosa la osa balacha bavai osa okay. So that's what the Gemara says. The ochel la shosa la osa balacha is onish koris. And the other one's not. So it's a little funny. The other one's onish koris. If it's the Rabbanan, you don't have to say it's not onish koris. So it's a funny type of thing. But the other ones are... and not on Ishkaris, so it's Mashmah, it's a Darais, it's just not on Ishkaris. If it was a Rabbanan, you wouldn't have to tell me a Kiddush that they're not on Ishkaris. So, in Misa, the Hadi Yinu Echrinim, the Rabbanan, by Alma, the Hechi Shaykh, the Mamu, the Omer, on Ishkaris, the Filoi Sur, the Rais, and Amileka. The Vicha Hayanorli, Zokter, the Kulu, the Rais, and Inu. So he says, no, all the Inuim are the Rais, and the Cave and the Lav, the Chlal Inu, the Ksiva, the Kroa, the Hedge, the Rais, and Inu. Elam ribui the Shabbos and Asu. Oh, so he says all of them are derived. But they learned from the pasuk Shabbosim. In other words, Inui the Chsiv Behedge is only Achim Ashtuya. And then the Marbe, other things from the word Shabbosim. And we brew the Shabbosim also. Because the Isib Gemara Kili Tvei. So those are more Kal, even though they're the Raisa. Mesoran HaKosuv L'Chachomim. Right, we have the concept of Mesoran HaKosuv L'Chachomim. It's famous from Melechas Chol HaMoed. That the Shaila where the Melechas Chol HaMoed is the Raisa of the Rabbanon. So then, the Gemara says that Mesoran HaKosuv L'Chachomim, which some want to learn, means the Raisa, but it's very vague in the Torah what the Klolim are. So Mesoran HaKosuv L'Chachomim to discuss, you know, Melechas Umim, Melechas Hedya, all the different details of Melechas Cholomoid, Mesoran HaKachomim. Whatever the Chachomim say, that becomes the Din Daraisa. It's an interesting category of Mesoran HaKosuv L'Chachomim. So he wants to say the same thing by the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, that they're all Daraisa. Ah, so why? How could you have a Kula and a Daraisa for a Kala and a Melech and this? Like I was teaching my Talmidim today that you know by fasting. So on Yom Kippur, they only had to eat. Even Pachas Mikashir is only if it's a Sakana. Only if it's a sakana. A sakana either to the mother or to the blood. It has to be a sakana. Because if you're not feeling well, when there's no sakana, there's no heter to eat on Yom Kippur, even Pachas Mikashir. It's that the saving grace is that the dying Fisher in Eretz Yisrael, he tied it up as Man Hazeh, it's all pregnant women are in somewhat of a sakana for the vlad, so in Mela he gave a heter for all pregnant women to have pachas pachas mikashir on Yom Kippur. Yeah.
We're more sapana now than we were in the past?
Yeah, this is his famous psak. This is his famous psak. Ryan Fisher. And not everyone agreed with the psak. I mean, it's not a simple pshat. He's saying, you know, Bisman Azeh, this is what he thinks that the women have miscarried as a result, and therefore he gave this psak. And there are a lot of Haredi women who follow this psak of Dayan Fisher. He's Eid Haredis. I mean, you know, so you have the stempel of the... It could be he saw enough cases that he wanted to make a... But he says only pachas pachas, because, you know, but more than that, he doesn't think you need for that. You know, pachas... Pachas pachas. Shlomo Zalman said a kula also. His kula is that nursing women could have pachas pachas mikashir if they feel they're afraid that their breast milk will dry up if they don't have it. And his word is that you're not mechuyev to tell a woman that she should give formula to her child. In other words, she has a right to feed the children with regular natural milk, and therefore, in other words, Rav Abadi always holds not that way. He holds la chumra. He holds that they should know that they should train their kids to have formula, so they shouldn't have to have these. Yeah, so you train that. That's what he holds. He's trained the kids to have a formula. And Shlomo Zalman was known to have said to different rabbanim, no, that you should tell the people in the community that if there's a chashash of the milk, they can have pachas pachas mikashir. And even though they could change over to formula, they're not mechuyev to do so. That was his.
What?
Pachas pachas mikashir is a so Rav Abadi sheet is in terms of the time. 4 minutes for Mashkin and 9 minutes for Oakland, because by Mashkin you have a din that what that there's a sheet that holds that by Mashkin if you don't gulp it in one gulp then it's not mitzarf, you can eat shtiyas revis, right? The other sheer is the achilas pras. So Rav Abadi says like this: when it comes to Mashkin you have a sfeik sfeika. Say, in other words, if you want to tell me that the Achilles Pras, the highest share is 9 minutes, so he says, but by Mashkin you have a Sveik Sveika. Sufik, that it's maybe it's Kadesh Tiyas Revias, and then even a little bit of break is already good enough. But if you want to tell me that it's Kadesh Achilles Pras, who says Kadesh Achilles Pras is a shorter share, maybe it's, it's that it's 9 minutes, maybe it's 4 minutes. So therefore, for 4 minutes, he holds that you have, that's the interval you have to go in 4 minutes pachas mikashir. And but by silence you don't have the sveik sveika, because silence zikha the shir is b'chdei achilas pras. So therefore you have to be machmir that it's a higher shir of achilas pras, and you have to wait the 9 minutes. But by liquids, then the shir, what's the shir of that? So the Rav Auch holds you should take a 1 ounce shot glass. And you fill it with liquid, and the same thing with solid for like a cracker in the 1 ounce thing. That's in terms of the quantity, but in terms of the time, Rav Abadi holds the 4 and the 9. I think Rav Fisher writes 4 minutes in the thing, so that's why he doesn't want to be mako, because he says if you have pachas kashir, you wait 4 minutes, it's already pachas pachas. That will be enough to take any pregnant women out of any. So he's not going to be making more than that unless it's an extreme case. But that he holds like that heter he gives straight up.
None of the fights
It's a new, well, yeah, because the pashas is that it has to be a sakana. Yeah. The can't just be that you're not feeling well. That's not a head tech.
They weren't afraid that the end up pregnant women would have miscarriages.
In Tisha B'Av is a different story. Tisha B'Av, it says in the Gemara, you have to fast pregnant women on Tisha B'Av. It's just that Tisha B'Av, the cooler Rabbi Leibowitz told me from Rav Bick that he felt that a woman is vomiting when she's pregnant, that she has a din of a chola, she'emos hakana, and then she could eat on Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is only drabanan, so you, Tisha B'Av, people don't realize, Tisha B'Av, you only need a heter of chola she'emo sakana to be makel on Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur, you need sakana. It's a big difference. You know, people think it's the same, it's very different. So this is the shaila, is it the raisa or the rabban? So that's the 2 days here. One day the Ran says that only Achil and Shriya is the Raisa and Shari Nuim is the Rabbanan, and the other opinion is that they're all the Raisa and Masar and HaKosav L'Chachamim, what the Kulas are. Now,
what do you call it? Not a proof, sort of a proof that it should be the Raisa, because why would the Gemara have this language that it's not Chayav Koreis?
Right. So you like that proof?
No, I don't want to put my likes, but the other day it doesn't care about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would put that would be a
knockout punch. A knockout punch. Yeah.
Very good. In the absence of other evidence, the strongest piece. But the other day is still.
The other day still holds its own. Right. Yeah. It's a good. Now, if you take a look, take a look on page 4. Nigmar Yuma, 9 Zion and Base. It says the Gemara, Tana de Bei Menashe, the Rishim Gamliel Omer, Madicha Isha. Yoda achas b'mayim v'nosenes pas l'tinok v'ena choshashes. In other words, she has to feed her children, right? So how is she going to feed her children bread? She has to wash netilas yadayim. So how does she wash netilas yadayim in Yom Kippur? So he says, yeah, she can wash netilas yadayim in Yom Kippur, but she doesn't have to wash both hands. Wash one hand. So that's what the Gemara says.
What?
Wash
in the morning? What kind of
Tefillah is that? Talking about
Tefillah. Washing her bread?
For the bread.
Why does she have to wash her bread if she's feeding a child? Right.
Because we want to take off the tumah.
That's the morning. That's the regular. That's not.
Yeah, let's see Rashi. Redichas yada l'fisha ruach ra shora al alechem henilkach b'yadayim shalom. You're right. Shalom otol shachlis. Shame Hashed Shifta.
So answer the question. She's supposed to be in the Tilas Yadayim Shachris Mutter.
Right.
The smaller share, but Mutter.
So what is he saying? Is he saying?
I had a Tinal Mutter. Maybe from the Kamara.
Okay. So one second. Amro lav shameh hazokin shalurotzu lahachil biyodo achas. He didn't want. V'gozru alav lahachil b'shtei yadayim. Because he wouldn't do it. One hand, so they made a gzeir on him to be machil b'shtei yadayim. Maitama v'arbayi mishum shifta. Okay. But what do you see over here that you can feed your child on Yom Kippur?
Why not? Why do you have to see that?
What's the chiddush? Well, we're washing the hands. We took care of the washing of the hands. But the question is, could you be machil biyadayim? We've discussed the halachas of the giving cookies to the kid on Shabbos that has words on it. Right, the question whether you're allowed to do that or not. So there's a din of safina b'yadayim. You know, allowed to. So how does the safina b'yadayim? How does that work on Yom Kippur?
What's the havamina?
What's the havamina? The
what? We're expecting someone is a little bit older, so there's no more nervous anger. So we have a two. There's a
habamina that. Right. So when it's a kashrut, if you're not going to feed him, he's not going to eat. So then, of course, we're talking about even someone.
Yeah, but once it's mutter, it's mutter. We're making up a new zayur.
That's right.
It doesn't seem what the Gemara
is
talking about.
Yeah, this Gemara. But
so what's
second.
The habamina not?
Let's see. 1 second. Slow. Let's take a look. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, first take a look on the Gemara, Ayin Chesem and Beis, on page 5. Tana Rabban. Tinokos mutar mechulon chutz min ilas hasandal. So, Tinok is mutar in all the things except for ilas hasandal. Maishna ilas hasandal. The Ami Inchi Avdule. In other words, because Rashi, Inchi Avdule Gedolim Otsulo, Vator Hisir Gedolim Laktanim, Shaloyasul Ami Adayim Dover Osa. Right? So you know, you can't do something, you can't be Machel Biadayim, Dvar Masurim. So he says that Hu Adin what? Who had in Yom Kippur? So, Inchi Avdule Gedolim Osulo Vator Hisir Gedolim Alaktanim. So, by Nilas Hasando, he says Maishna Nilas Hasando. That's Osir, right? Nilas Hasando is. So everything is mutter for the tinokos except for nilas hasandal. So why is nilas hasandal different? Because people, if he would be wearing shoes, then what will people say? That the father put shoes on his son. The father put shoes. So if they see that he's freshly washed, they'll say the same thing. The father did it. So they said no. Chizav Sicha, they're not going to be choshesh that the father did it. Because he's saying, even though it's mutter for the kid, these things, he's not mutter, but the father can't be machil b'yadayim on Yom Kippur. For Shnetzer, we're talking about that, if it's talking about achila, means that he's old enough, he can eat on himself, so therefore you can't feed him. Even if he can eat on his own, you can't feed him on Yom Kippur. So, the only thing you could do for him. Also, the question is, and we don't, and not only you can't feed, but we have a marasayin issue, that we don't want anyone to think you did it. So therefore, the kid could take a shower and to wash himself on Yom Kippur, right? And people will say the father did it. No, because there'll be toila that if he looks too clean, he did it the day before. But if he's wearing shoes, who put on the shoes for him? Who tied the shoes for him? It must be the father. Oh, father's machel b'yadayim, such a father. You know? So why did you say the father put on the shoes yesterday? So he says, no. Sandal lo efshe de b'yes v'lavdide. In other words, you don't put on the shoes for your kid the night before. Why? If you want to feel the time of death, then you should wear shoes to sleep. If you want to feel the tatam misa. So therefore, no shoes to sleep. So therefore, no one is going to say the father put... So the kid is wearing shoes, that everyone will say the father put the shoes on his son Yom Kippur morning. That's what they'll say. Right.
So we're saying that the kid wears shoes at night.
Yes, so and then the Gemara says Ramutarim Lechatkila Katani, but it says Mutarim. So it's Mashra Lechatkila, you could do so. Rashi, a mutar lechatchil sheibali malach omru lo hakil chelu. So as mutar is mashma, you can even feed him. So that's mashma, you can. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hal hanach the lav ribusai gozer wuber abonim. Hanach the ribusai who lo gozer wuber abonim. He says, whatever ribusai means derech gidol. Whatever part of his growth process. So then, it's mutter. So therefore, but it's not part of his growth process, not. So therefore, the rechitza and sikha and all these things are part of his growth. So maybe the father could wash the kid on Yom Kippur, but and when that goes there, the people are going to say anything because it's Ribusayu, it's mutter. But the shoes were not Ribusayu, so then they made a gzeira that if you let him wear shoes, people are going to think that you. So it was. So he says, really, machal b'yadayim is osur. Machal b'yadayim is osur, but we're matir something that's his ribusayu, his.
Sounds more like it was never osur. It sounds the opposite, I would think.
One second.
If it's ribusayu, it didn't come into the parak of being osur. If it's osur, what kind of heter is ribusayu?
No, so he's saying not. He's saying, really, it's osur.
Why?
One second. In other words, really, it's osur, but in other words, you can't. But they made a. In other words, they made a gzeira. In other words, you can't be machal b'yadayim. But they made a gzeira that people, if he's going to do it, in other words, they made a gzeira that you shouldn't give it to him because people will think. In other words, he shouldn't take a shower because maybe the father's machal b'yadayim. But now we're saying that machal b'yadayim doesn't apply if it's ribusayu. So therefore, but the lashon he uses is el hanach delav ribusayu gazruhu barabana. Right? And hanach the ribusayu lo gazruhu barabana. So the Nilas HaSandal is Ribusayu, is not Ribusayu, because that's not part of his growth, that's not part of his, you know, Gidul. So therefore, they weren't...
But they're saying Gazru or Logos, they're showing the most it ever was a Rabbanah. It was never a real Ma'achil, like Ma'achil Shkotzim and Ramotzim. It was never a Doraita.
Well, the question is Ma'achil Shkotzim and Ramotzim, even though they're Psukim, it's not. It's a question whether that's a Doraita or not.
Yeah.
So if you look, let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch, how this is brought down. Page, is it? 14. Yeah, first, let's see. Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Cholov, Heimayim, Dvar Masurim, Achil Ashtir, Achil Sintin, Sassam, Zuzul, the Ein, Tayyip Karas, Alamloch, Achil Ashtir. Good. So,
is there a nafkamina halakha between kareis and no kareis, and what for the Shulchan Aruch to write this?
One second. No, maybe, maybe not. Oh, so take a look in the Shlomo Kluger here, on page 14 in the side, Chokhmah Shlomo. I'm a gav ram. She cuts in the kol makom kulu have the ram deraisa. The gav ram says they're all deraisa. Here, it's right here. The kol makom kulu deraisa. The gav ram. You know, tough ratio alif right here. We're all deraisa. He named them as din zayin muskam. We just learned it's machlokes with all deraisa. The das harosh varan davi rak the rabbanon. Ni yanti baran v'risi shirisi shirayoso havimash shemutu v'ktarim v'roktsu musochem. So one of the rayas that maybe it's the rabbanon is from the fact that we have the kulas, the melech kala, and then another kula is for the ktanim. And you could
only on the pizza.
Yeah, but the assumption is that the other ones are all in one bag. The chilishti is one thing, and all the other ones are in one bag. You know, they're all the inuim, which they all learned from the Shabbos, the other pasuk. Ve'nemer lo sochlum, lo sachilum, lazir gedolim laktanim. So he's saying that. He's saying that in the original that it's the Rabbanim, the Inuyim, and that's why it's Mutafer Diktanim. But now he's saying, maybe you could give a different shot. The reason why it's Mutafer Diktanim is because it's not a lav. In other words, Rechitza is not a lav. It's an essay. V'nisim es nafsho seichem. So maybe that's why. Maybe the inachanam is the raisa, but it's not a lav. And maybe that's why it's mutter for the ktanim. V'lo b'mashe inu rach b'essay. D'ayo onish ha'osor v'aday leke b'zeh. After over b'essay ta. Tanu es nafsho seichem. In kain ein raya m'zeh. Rach agon shrotzim d'havi b'lav. So there was shrotzim as a lav, so then there's an issa to feed.
He's saying, well, he's falpul
within the Ran. He says the Ran brought a raya that it's the Rabbanon from Ketanim. No, maybe it's the Raisa.
That's talking about the Indian of
Rechitza.
That's not talking about the Indian of having a child of doing Avera.
One second, let's go slowly. Gabi Yisholm Nachimino in the cave of Ketana. Okay, then he says, second wide line. Bar miden and bar miden, the Rav Hakalo Kasher Midi. Lo Omer Torah, lo Sochlu, lo Sochim, and Rav Be'inin, the Gam, Bekot, Nechshav HaMaisa, la Zela Maisa. Gon Bachila. Da'atu Achila, Skot, Neinu Achila. There's a cotton, he does Achila, he eats McDonald's, he's doing achila. So it's a mice achila. So therefore what? You can't feed a katana, a cotton treif. So it's even if we hold that ain't bezin mitzuvim lafrisho, if you see a kid, 8-year-old kid is going into McDonald's, so the bezin could just let him go. Right? But they can't be makal b'yadayim. But that's because when he's eating, he's doing a ma'is achila. He's just potter, but it's still achila. Or he's matami himself. He's still matami himself. But now he wants to say a chiddush on the fourth wide line, in the middle. Aval b'yom ha'kippur l'oksiv achila. He says, Yom Kippur doesn't say achila. Rak inui. Now tell me if you like this far. You're not going to like it, I know, but one second. It's only inoy. The inoy yeshlomi suvi daita talya milsa. He came into Kaimel on the cotton Ein Lo Das. Lo Nechshav Achiloso Yisuvi Daita. So he wants to say that's why you can feed a cotton. Because, you know, you can't give him treif because that's how he's doing a Mais Achila, and the Yisuvi Achila. But Yom Kippur is not Achila, even the Achila is not Achila. It's Yisuvi Daita. And the cotton Ein Lo Das. So he doesn't have a full concept of Yisuvi Daita. So the Mela ain't kan Maisa Isuklal. Veda domo l'chol Yisurim da Maisa avi Maisa Isur. Because by other Yisurim, he did a Maisa Achila. But here, so that's how he wants to explain why it's mutter to feed a katan on Yom Kippur. That's what Chachma Shlomo says. It's a chiddush tikkun svara, but it's an interesting svara. You can't give him treif because he's eating the same way an adult eats. But Yom Kippur, he's eating on Yom Kippur, is not the same as an adult.
Does the pasuk drasha by you in Yagamo apply to all of them or just what's mentioned?
That's a question.
So assuming it applies just to drasha, the place we have drashas. And we have no drasha here. Now we have a special drasha again, like he wrote. But we don't have a drasha. We could just say something very simple. The Chachamim didn't make it today. We're on a case where it's mutter, where there's no inyan of pain.
Yes.
When it comes to eating, the Chachamim never made any today.
By eating where?
On Yom Kippur.
There's no kin of where?
We all. 2 points. One, we only have an Issa D'Oraisa to not give them in a place where we have a pasuk that makes a drasha.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Lo Sechelo or it's Bincha or any of the drashas we have. In places where there's no drashas, there's no Issa D'Oraisa to have the kid do an avera.
Okay.
Assuming you hold that, then we just say there's no. The Chachamim didn't take a gzeira in such a case, and eating Yom Kippur for obvious reasons.
Okay, maybe. Okay, so that's what Rav Shlomo Kuluga says. If you look in the Chalkas Yoav here on page 18, he says a different word. He says the reason why you can Rav Shlomo Kluge says the reason why you can feed a cotton on Yom Kippur, again, if he's not going to take on his own, then it's pikuach nefesh. We're not talking about that. We're talking about he's able to feed on his own. You just want to feed him. Are you allowed to feed him? Or you want to give him a bath? He can really take a bath on his own. We know how kids are. You know, unless you mamish put them in the water and do it, then sometimes they're not going to do it. So could you? That's called machal b'yadai. You mamish taking him and you. You're putting him in the water. You're putting him in the thing. So are you allowed to do that? So we saw the Gemara says you are. So, but what about the regular Isser of Machel B'Yadayim? Because Machel B'Yadayim means even though he's not Mitzuvah, he still can't be Machel B'Yadayim. Because he's not Mitzuvah on Treif. He still can't Machel B'Yadayim. So Shlomo Kluge says, because when he's Treif, he's eating Treif. Just like you. It's just he's not Mitzuvah, but he's eating Treif. But when he eats on Yom Kippur, so eating on Yom Kippur is just a hechitimtza of Yisuvi Daita, and he doesn't have a concept of Yisuvi Daita because he's not mature enough to have that concept of Yisuvi Daita. Even
when
though
it comes to eating, that's the one who understands.
Yeah, right. Right. Right.
Why don't we just say simple that for cotton tonight is a sakana?
No, I understand, but
so then if it's a sakana, then you never got into
no,
the
if you're eating,
an isur.
If you're eating. If you have a chashat sakana, then in the chanami, but say you just want to feed him, there's no sakana, you enjoy feeding the kid, you want to feed him, he's going to eat anyway, but you want to, so you're allowed to do that. So the Gemara says you can put him in the water, you can put him in the food.
So what if it's not just that you enjoy? What if you think that without you
then all bets are off.
But
and we don't need anything.
But that didn't sound like that was what I was told about. The Gemara didn't sound, I didn't get the impression of the Gemara that it was just restricted to a case where the kid could do everything himself, But you just wanted to... I mean, that's how you understand that Gemara, the Gemara that we read.
Yeah, in other words, he can do... Right, because there else is nothing to talk about. It's a sakana. You don't need...
The Gemara was talking about eating and drinking. That was not in the list. The Gemara clearly did not include that in the list.
Well, what did we say? That's the lashon of Gemara. What page was it? Well, the Gemara talked about... Yeah. So set is paslatinok. Yeah. Eating. So set is paslatinok. Page 4. Eating.
So boy, would we understand that just to mean it's the parents' pleasure and there isn't some degree of necessity?
No, that's not the Gemara we're talking about. That Gemara doesn't think it's a problem. There's no problem. The Gemara doesn't have a
problem.
The outcome of the Gemara in 5.
Yeah, but kids,
the Gemara in 5 is not talking about eating, and that's the one where your whole problem comes from. The whole problem we're getting is coming from page 5, not page 4.
Yeah, but the mice, you can feed him also.
I agree with that. So I'm saying, what's the happening? You can't. The Gemara, the whole part of not doing it is via dayan coming from 4.
Okay, in page 5, you mean you do sicha and rechitza.
Yeah, that's talking
via dayan.
Yeah.
Right. So why are you allowed to do that? Why isn't that in Israel lo sachilum? Why isn't that in safina via dayan?
It doesn't say anywhere lo. We make a new drug.
Right, because, no, but we assume that it's not only those three. There's no pasuk by Nevela. It's the three pesukim are Tumas Meis, Shrotzim, and what? And
we might make a binyan from.
Yeah, here three pesukim here on page 7. Kol Holech Al Gochon, Kol Sharetz Hasharetz. Now the Gemara says, Lo Sachilum Ki Sheketheim. So that's the Lo Sochlum, Midash Lo Sachilum. And then we have the Pasuk of by Kohanim, and Morva Marta, Lahazir Gdolam Alakhtanim. So we don't have a Pasuk by the Bela.
Why do we have three Sochlum? If you just need one Pasuk, why three?
Well, it's a separate discussion. One second.
One second.
So take a look at the Chalkas Yoav says another idea. He writes, Achmad Yom HaKippurim, page 18. Ahmad the Yom Kippur Moel Chazil Tanim. In other words, what is he asking, Kasha? By an Erev. Or does he make an Erev Tchumen? Right? You make an Erev Tchumen, and you can make it even to go Chutz L'Tchum. And the question is, and even on Yom Kippur, and the Gemara says, "Yeah, look on page 16 of Tapsha. Ma'avri l'gadol v'yom kippurim. You can, and the reason the Gemara gives is because it's chazik l'ketanim. The Rashi writes, "My chazik l'ketanim. L'gadol v'yom kippurim. Time it holds to mishum the chazik l'ketanim." On page 17, it's like yayin l'nozer. Because you can be marav yain lenozer, yet the nozer can't have yain, but someone else can have it. I'm a kosher roy l'ktanim, marav bo l'gdolim. So he says, so Yom Kippur, you can make an eruv back to the Chalkas Yolov. Yom Kippur Moel Chazil Ketanim Nirol Hatam the Mitzvahs Inoy Lechiva Torah Klal Akotin Mitam Da Torah Befei Shachrei Nos Hatam Leinoy Bebekiva Yom Zeh Yichaper Aleichem Bekeven De Kotin Lav Bar Kapora Lo Kapor Tzvichim Das. So he says that it's a package deal. The reason why you Mu'una on Yom Kippurim is because Kiva Yom Zeh Yichaper Aleichem. What's the pasuk say? Ach, that's all Yom Kippur mizeh. Ki nisim v'snaf shochseichem. Kol melachol osasu v'kiv Yom Kippur mechaper lechem v'yashem lokechem. So his kap is that a katan is not in the whole parsha of Yom Kippur, that there's, that you could be machel biadayim because he's not in the inoy, not Rav Shlomo Kluger's word that he's not bar das, but he's not bar kapara. There's no kapara for a katan.
What's
that, 12-year-old? So one second. So Mamela, since he's not above kapara, so Mamela, he's mufka from that. So Mamela, you could even safinu miyadayim, because he's not metzuva in inoy bechlal.
According to, and the Nedarim applies to 12, right?
The Nedarim, yeah.
So there's a din kapara by 12 already.
I don't know. He needs kapara. I mean,
that's the second, more strong question. So I'm allowed to have a child turn on a light coming on Yom Kippur because in between the Nisan.
No, that's how Bincha
Mitecha. One second, that's Yom
Kippur.
Yom Kippur. The pasuk about Malacha is in between the two stories. We're going to make a heck if we don't jump over a pasuk. So
you want to say, no, but you want to say
this? I don't want to say.
I know you don't want to say.
That's,
but you're saying, according to the Svar of the Chalkas Yoav, then you should, there shouldn't be any din
malacha.
In other words, you could put it, ask the kid to turn on the, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask the kid to turn on the light for you, even though he's in the, that's in the Siddharaisa to do that. Lo sasai malacha ato bincha. Right? That's a very important halacha to know, that that on Shabbos you don't go to the kid, to even though he's not bar mitzvah. We'll have to discuss the story about the carrying. That's a whole different stuff, you know. But maybe when we get to the malacha of Hotzah, we can talk about why people used to have their kids carry things for them on Shabbos. And Pasha says it's a Nisa Daraisa. Simple Pshat is they're not lucky in the halacha. But the post-game try to give other terrors. Right.
I think the Svar you said earlier, Yishuv Adas.
Yeah.
Just apply that to the entire concept. The whole concept of Yom Kippur is a concept of memory, of understanding of Yom Kippur is Kafar, etc.
So therefore, what?
From all the din of Yom Kippur, everything.
Because why? Which? Because why?
Felt and das.
Felt and das. And Yom Kippur is.
Yom Kippur is an Indian of das. That's the whole point. Zan is not just saying him in order to do kapara. That's the whole point.
And Shabbos. And Shreifus.
Like
it's a special din of das. So the question is, where is that das? Is it because of is it din kapara? That's what the Chalkas Yoav is saying. That's what you're saying.
I'm applying it only specifically to Achila. I'm saying apply it to the whole narrative.
Right. Well, that yeah. So that's what.
I would believe we would have somewhere in the Torah, in the Gemara, where we'd say that there's no halacha of the children on.
Yeah, so he's saying he's pushing the envelope, and says, then you should even be able to tell your kids to turn on the light for you.
No, I'm kind of saying not that way.
You're saying that, and you don't think that's true.
I didn't want that misinterpreted.
No, no one will come and okay. If you look at the Pri Chodesh on page 11. He says, "Laniyaz daiti lo kashem midish lo roch hachamim lachmir el midin isura lachshem machal hu mutar lo shasha asura roch hachamim lachamba." But his word is that in Echanami you can't be matir something that's treif be'etzim. But Yom Kippur, the food is kosher, but it's still so. Therefore, there's most for chamim u'mekel in the case of ribusayu.
Pesach?
What about Pesach?
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Chomet is... There's not the problem.
You can't have it.
What?
But you can't have it. Are you going to be mocked with your kids? You can't have it.
No, I have to get $500.
One second. So, Mimela is saying that you wouldn't say that by
I'm not saying it for the kid. It's a guy...
Yeah.
Do you want me to give you the
well, one second, give me,
the
so give me, give me.
In a maket for a kid.
Yeah, one second, let's go slowly. Now, this Shaila comes up also. There's a famous Hagos Maimini on page 19. Osman, he says, the Mekadish of Beis HaKnesses ain't long luton. Came with the Kiddush al Mokum Suda, right? Like the shuls that make Kiddush, so the person doesn't, he can't eat, drink the wine because he's not Yotze the Kiddush. Because it's, you can't drink wine before Kiddush, you're not Yotze the Kiddush, right? Kiddush al Mokum Suda. Yochel Lahashkos Lektanim, Kibush Anogdom. Your diamonds are feeding high below. Ah, but you're feeding your cotton. So he says, no, that only applies to the veilus of treifus. Well, kiddush here, mitzvah's essay. There's no the veilus and treifus here. So the veil is no safina biadayim. If you say, like we said from the Chasam Sofer, that safina biadayim means imamish feed him, so you're not feeding the kid. You're passing around the wine and they drink themselves. No one's feeding. That was the heter of the Chasam Sofer to send somebody to an institution that's serving non-kosher food because no one's feeding him. He's going to go to the lunchroom and he's going to eat on his own. So
the halakha ma'isa, the minhag of those who have a bris, who make a bris for a gachan on Yom Kippur and have the child drink at the 8 day old by a bris, where they say the Gemara doesn't apply. Now the Gemara svara doesn't apply to the kid that 8 days doesn't remember.
Right.
But Mefer has to, it's not a kol nefesh. There's no sakana.
Right.
Has the wine something.
There should be an issue.
If we hold this concept,
this is Safina. So here's, so we give Safina.
So
we say, but in the end, we say it's Rivisayu. You can. You're saying the wine is not Rivisayu. Wine is not Rivisayu.
One second.
We think for a second.
If we get at it from the Eno, yeah, from some of those other Heterim.
Yeah, if you say the other Heterim, that is no Den Eno, like Rav Shlomo Kluger or his Heter, or Skalf Shoah.
What's wrong with this that we don't make new Zeros? The Torah says that in these cases, then we could extend.
No, but we do extend it because the veilus and treifus are not one of the three cases.
Yeah, that says it will make a binyanah.
Okay.
This is not a binyanah. A binyanah has to have all the rules.
Yeah, okay. How about feeding a kid outside the sukkah? Are you allowed to feed?
Feeding out of the sukkah, come out there, turn out possible.
Well, that's a whole discussion. What? But Lamaisa, are you also, in other words, the kids, a 9-year-old kid, could you feed him outside the sukkah? Or is that called safinan?
What does safinan mean?
Safinan means to give someone something non-kosher, non-osser.
So doesn't the child before we're going to have a
No, I mean, he's part of it because he's part of it from all, but he's part of it mitzvah as Hesha. So also, we'll grow up with it. Evan Kanani is like an Isha.
One second,
So he says here, on page, take a look. Yeah, take a look in the Hilchos Yom Kippur on page 24. Cotton, habari, benetesh shalom shleim, zayin etzah shalom shleim, mechanchim, also l'shos. Right, so mechanchim. So mechanchim l'shos. Keter yirogil lechol b'shtei shos b'yom, machinu sol b'sholosh. You feed him an hour later. So it says among the Roman Papa, page 25. We call Mokum nearly the lo sitin lehem lechol. Tavi ke machil nevelas biyadayim. You can't be machil him. He says a lot that the sitting lehem lechol, having a machil biyadayim. Lo dami l'sukkah sherashayim liten lo lechol chutz l'sukkah. Tosam bachila ein iser. Vino senesno mala im yochol b'sukkah chutz l'sukkah. So maybe sukkah is not that like we were saying. It's not like. Maybe Vatal an essay, it's not an Isser. Yom Kippur is an Isser. So that could be a difference between Pashas is Sukkah is a mitzvah. So he didn't do the mitzvah, okay. But it's not that there's a Dover Isser here. Yom Kippur is a Dover Isser. So he wanted to make such a distinction. Yeah, look, he writes here in the Machzis HaShekel here, on page 26. Well, the husband had a mitzvah essay, Rasul Melechel Basukah, who mitzvah essay. This is a lav chomer me essay. Okay, he came into Achil Basukah, lo havi rak essay, and he came, afim litein lehem mutter. Among the verb, Rishtim and Tachazel, if you mind the kind of afim, this is Rabbani Machil. But that's... So these are different svaras that Yom Kippur has Isra Atzma's Osra. So he's saying, so the Magen Avraham is saying in a Chanami that on Yom Kippur you can't be Machil B'Yadayim. And maybe Sukkah you could. That was at least that one svar in the Magen Avraham to make a chilek between yeah, but Yom Kippur is an essay, but it's an Isser essay. Isser essay means that, I think Rabbi Abel once said to me, sometimes the Torah speaks in a positive language, but it's making an Isser. There's no question all these things on Yom Kippur are Isurim, even though it doesn't say lo. It expresses itself in a positive way. You need them. But that's called an Isser essay. Sukkah, some want to say it's an Isser essay also, but the Pashas is a Mitzvah essay. So if you don't eat in the Sukkah, you're Mevatel a Mitzvah essay. But if you feed outside the Sukkah, I'm not giving him treif. Even if Yom Kippur you want to say it's not treif, but it's still Isser. So he says like this. So he said the word is like this. The Gemara says you can give a kid. So what is the Magen Avraham saying? No, the Magen Avraham is saying when he's higil achinuch and he's supposed to be fasting at least part of the day, then you shouldn't be machil biyadayim, because then it's an issur. But the Gemara says you could bathe him this when he's lo higil achinuch. But the Magen Avraham says when he's higil achinuch and you feed him, then you're getting an avera of machal v'yadayim. So in Yochanan, Yom Kippur, you can be machal v'yadayim when he's low higiyah l'chinach. But once he's higiyah l'chinach, then it's haser, and then you can't feed him. But sukkah, even if he's higiyah l'chinach, you feed him outside the sukkah, you didn't violate the isser of safina. This sukkah, it's not you didn't give him an isser.
How old is higiyah l'chinach?
For different things, so So he tells you, by a cotton when he's 9 years old, so you mechanic him a little shows. Meaning if he usually eats breakfast 2 hours into the day, you wait him an hour later, he gives you all the time frames. So that's the idea. Okay. So these are some interesting halachas of the Inuyim on Yom Kippur, and the concept of the Safidin on Yom Kippur, and when to apply these things, and idea of how Yom Kippur relates to a cotton, different maybe than other Isurim that we're Safidin on Yom Kippur, not when he's not Higi Lechinuch, but a kid that's not Higi Lechinuch, you can't give him treif, but you can give him food on Yom Kippur, even if we know he's going to eat. But still, you can't be machil. Okay, so we wish everyone a gemar chasima toiva, shagut yor for everybody, and Bez Hashem, we'll continue. B'shar tova, we'll be in touch. Probably, sometime after Yantif, maybe after Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and we start with Bez Hashem with the Malach of Bone. We're almost finished with the Lama Tess Malachas. Yes, I'll come back with you.